the rest of the story. Dear Lord, Jean prayed, you know my husband's a good man, a gentleman. He doesn't hate anyone. He doesn't belong in a fight. So please, whispered Jean, her eyes squeezed tight shut, please don't let him get killed over there. But for the moment, it seemed a futile prayer. For clutched in the young wife's hands was a telegram that she just received from the War Department, missing in action, the terse message said. So despite her hopes and prayers, the worst appeared to be so. Only Jean could not then know the rest of the story. D-Day was many weeks past, but the Normandy beaches were still a perilous place to be. A month to the day after Private Arthur had shipped out, he found himself with the 28th Infantry in the Vierre section of that now-renowned battlefield, bristling with German snipers. The young soldier had just set up his machine gun at San Lo. He was filling his canteen when his thoughts turned to his wife Jean back home. Today, August 15, was their fourth wedding anniversary. Private Arthur put the canteen down. He bowed his head. Look after my wife and our baby Eileen, he said. And then the young soldier prayed something else, a fervent, silent, secret prayer. Moments later, even before he had unclasped his hands, a Nazi mortar shell exploded next to him, blew him completely off his feet, sent him sprawling to the dust. Dazed, he glanced down at his twisted, contorted right leg. He could still move his foot a little, and surprisingly, he was not yet in much pain, but then he saw the shrapnel gash in his thigh and the blood gushing out of it. He shouted for a medic. He was discovered. They carried him off the beachhead on a stretcher, transferred him to an army hospital in England. The good news was that the doctors had saved his leg. They even hoped the shattered bones would mend without lasting ill effects. But the injured right leg was to heal almost an inch shorter than the left one, and would remain so forever after. While still in traction in the army hospital, though hurting and homesick and unable to move, he took charge of morale in his ward. He kept the other soldiers, many of whom were in desperate shape, he kept them talking and joking and even singing. The only married father among them, he became their big brother, drawing those especially fearful or in need to his bedside, quietly inviting them to pour out their hearts. Over the way, Private Arthur's prayer at San Lo that day was answered, for he had prayed not for his own safety. Instead, he had prayed that somehow, some way, he would never have to kill anyone else. But once upon a world at war, there were two answered prayers. A wife's prayer for her husband overseas, and her husband's prayer for his enemies. You never knew him as a soldier at Normandy, awarded a Purple Heart without ever firing a shot. The gentle young man who, while painfully recuperating from his own war wounds, entertained and consoled his battle-scarred comrades. But do you know who that young man became? He became Jackie Gleason's goofy sidekick, the hilarious honeymooner, who all the while he was making us laugh, skillfully concealed a war remnant limp. Just a nice guy who got to come home. Art Carney. Now you know the rest of the story.